this is Jono from Diamond Rings, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
How do you do? It is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Inman, Brian Cleveland joining me in studio. We're now about to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation, as that wonderful lady from the robot voice machine said. And we get our stuff from earshot-online.com, which is the website hosted by the NCRA, and it's got a lot of great stuff on it. Brian's going to let you know what you'd find if you go to that website.
Yeah, you can find the entire Earshot National Top 50, which is the National Campus and Community Radio Port, at earshot-online.com, being published every Tuesday evening. This is compiled by submitting stations across all kinds of regions, 36 stations submitting this week. And you can also find specialty charts, including electronic hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, features including reviews and interviews and loads more.
If you want to get in contact with us, a few ways to do it, earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. You can find us online on Facebook, facebook.com/earshot20. And we're on Twitter, our handle at earshot20. And if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like to get some exposure on this show, we're happy to do it. You can just contact us any of the ways I just mentioned, and we will get some exposure for you. We'll put you on the air, and we'll even do a little interview and let you have the spotlight and tell us a little bit about yourself. So I consider it like a music, the equivalent to a music dating service.
What?
You do a little bit of talk behind. Actually, one of my favorite ever show promos that we ever did was for one of our previous shows, was the eHarmony spoof one. That was good. Like that song. It was really good.
This only means anything to you and I.
No.
This conversation topic that you're
everybody. Having. Well, okay. If people don't know what eHarmony is, I said it was an eHarmony spoof, so then they can imagine like there's a radio show promo.
You haven't heard it, but just so you know, it was good.
It was great. I'll play it next time. I'll play it. I'll find it, and I'll play it on the show for everybody. Anyway, so that's good. Yeah, I start reminiscing about things.
You're crying.
It's
anybody can't see
on
anything,
the inside.
He's crying.
On the inside.
No, on the outside. His shirt is soaked.
Oh, anyway. All right, let's move on, and we'll start the music and come back in a little bit. Brian's going to give you a little bit more of the lowdown.
All right, you're going to hear at number 10, Rah Rah Riot and their new record, Beta Love, this week at number 10, as I said, up from 12. And you're going to hear a track called When I Dream. After that, Split the Atom by the Minotaurs, who are at number 9, down from 3, and their new record, New Believers.
All right, stay tuned. There is more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 10.
I'm not afraid to die. proclaim a victory. Now every light that I leave on, does it have an end that you see?
Shot 20. Number 9.
Phone to ring.
before the moment that I lost everything. You didn't call, so I thought I'd go to you. Thought I'd surprise you with some flowers that I tied all up in blue. I skipped in high for 7 blocks, and with every skip I'd sing. Just before the moment that I lost everything, I couldn't wait to see your face when I arrived. For your sweet love's the only reason I'm alive. And I swear I said inside my head, I know I'd rather die than to be without that woman in my life. I walked up your stairs and knocked at your front door, and I heard the creak of footsteps walking on the floor. You didn't come to answer it, so I gave the bell a ring. Just before the moment that I lost everything, so I crept up to the window. I looked in and there I saw a man I didn't know. And by his side, you lay there smiling as he held you tenderly. Yes, and that's the very moment that I lost everything.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was Daniel Romano with his latest record, which is entitled Come Cry With Me, at number 8 up from 13 in a track called That's the Very Moment. Before that, you heard Split the Atom by Minotaurs, from their album New Believers, which is at number 9 down from 3. And starting up that set, rising 2 spots, number 10 was Rah Rah Riot. And from Beta Love, you heard When I Dream.
This Romano fellow must be a sad man. Come
maybe.
I don't know.
Tears of Happiness could be, though.
Oh, could be. All right, some more tracks to throw at you very soon, but Brian's going to continue to run down the lowdown. Oh!
You scare me.
That's
regularly.
A goodie. Here it is.
We're going to let you know about some of the albums debuting below the top 50 this week. Below the top 20 out of the program, and things that you might hear from in the future. Debuting at number 39 was Doldrum's Lesser Evil, and that is the debut album from Toronto native Eric Woodhead. And after that, at number 38 is Falcon Punch and the self-titled debut from the Toronto-based artist, featuring a mix of drum and bass, jazz, electronic, and more. At number 30 is Eloquent and the album Parallel, from Guelph-based hip-hop instrumentalist / beatmaker, if you want to say. Their latest, released by Herbnet.
I like that one, beatmaker.
Yeah,
that's
good.
Not?
At number 28 is Tegan and Sarah and their 7th, believe it or not, studio album. That's from crazy. The Calgary indie pop sister duo, and that is called Heartthrob. I can almost guarantee you that that'll probably be on the program next week.
It's moving up pretty quick, hasn't it been? Not moving up the charts.
Well, you could say that we're talking about debuts right now, if you even know what's happening.
Well, you could say. And you could say that.
So you would say that it's not moving up the charts, but it actually debuted at a number I just told you, but you probably didn't pay attention to.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Because you're a terrible co-host.
They knew.
Anyway, at number 28.
Yeah, okay.
I like that you're participating. I just asked for perhaps a little bit more.
Yeah, okay.
Just work a little harder
all right.
next time.
Sounds good.
We're holding a contest on Facebook this week for a new co-host. That was my Anthony Emin impression. And another debut, the final debut that we're going to tell you about, is at number 22, and it is the latest mixtape and single from Toronto pop band Yacht Club called None of Era and Flash.
Very, very cool.
So yeah, check out some of that cool stuff charting across Canada.
All right. If you want to get in contact with us, here's how you do it. Earshot20@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/earshot20. And we're on Twitter @earshot20 is our handle. So use those ways. Get in touch with us. And as Brian says, he mocks me with my Facebook contests, but I love them. And we do have a Facebook poll up right now. I have become very fond of the lowdown of what Brian just read. I'm calling it the lowdown now because that's great. But if you have another suggestion, let us know. I'm not about to go all dictator. I'm happy to. No, not. That probably wasn't the right word. All boss man. I don't know what's a good. Anyway, I'm not about to be the one to say no. This is what it has to be. I listen to the people. That's what I'm going for.
You're a man of the people.
I am a man of the people.
They always say about you.
They say a lot of things about me, according to
There's
you.
There's people in your head.
All right, let's move on.
We're going to hear from Foxygen this week, sitting still at number 7 in the album We Are the 21st Century Ambassadors of Peace and Magic, and you're going to hear a track called San Francisco. After that is Fiddler, and they're debuting on our program at number 34, previously at number 34, but debuting on our program at number 6, and their self-titled debut album. You're going to hear a track called Paycheck.
You know where would be a good, cool place for them to play?
What? Where?
On the roof.
Oh, jeez.
Stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 7.
I'm
shout, your eyes are like a cup of tea ascending to the sun with me. You swimming upstream, or just tuning into the new sensations.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 6.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was number 6, up from 34, the first time on our charts this week. It's Fiddler with their self-titled record and a track called Paycheck. Before that, sitting still at number 7 is Foxygen. And from the album We Are the 21st Century Ambassadors of Peace and Magic was San Francisco.
We're getting close to the end now. Only a few more tracks to bring you. If you've missed any part of the show, don't forget, you can always check it out online. We've got a couple of sites we upload to, the Program Exchange for the NCRA being one of them. And we post the links to our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20. That's where you can find all the information. And if you want to get in touch with us, great way to do it. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
All right, we're going to hear from an album re-entering our charts, or re-entering the program, if you will. At number 5, up from number 33, is Tame Impala. And from the album Lonerism, you're going to hear Nothing That Has Happened So Far Has Been Anything We Could Control. After that, at number 4, last week's number 1, Crystal Castles, letting you know, of course, that we have a new number 1 this week, and you'll hear from that soon. And from their third self-titled record, you're going to hear a track called Telepath.
Stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 5. for listening to the Earshot 20. Number 4.
It's the Earshot 20.
And believe it or not, being unseated after what I believe was about 6 charting weeks, but a little bit longer than that because there was a couple of weeks missed over the holidays, our previous number one was Crystal Castles and their third self-titled record. Chris Castle's number 3 is at number 4, and you heard a track called Telepath. Soon you'll be finding out what unseated it and sits top our charts. Before that, at number 5, re-entering the program, up from 33 was Tame Impala. And from their album Lonerism, you heard a lengthy track title and a lengthy track itself called Nothing That Has Happened So Far Has Been Anything We Could Control.
If you want to get in contact with us, there's a few ways to do so. You can email us, earshot20@gmail.com. Twitter, our handle is at Earshot20. As I've said before, our Facebook is facebook.com/Earshot20. And the reason I tell you this is because if you're an emerging Canadian band or artist, we want to hear from you. We want to get in touch and be able to spread your music through the airwaves. And, of course, we record live and broadcast live out of local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick from 4 to 6 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time every week. And then we send out for syndication to at least a dozen other campus and community radio stations all across the nation. So it's some good exposure, and we would love for you to send us some requests to play your stuff. We have some in the dock as well, and I have been in contact with some of those folks, and we'll be doing we'd like to do a brief interview, give them a little bit of spotlight too, to talk about how their band got formed and things like that. So look forward to that feature. And something really exciting, potentially could have an interview with this week's number one for next week's show, so that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, Anthony's been chatting with them when we ran out of time getting it set up for this week, but hopefully they may not be sitting at number one next week, but we'll have an interview, hopefully have an interview with them regardless. And as you're about to find out what the number one is, it should be a pretty excellent interview.
All right, two more tracks before we get there, and Brian's going to tell you what's coming up at number three and number two this week.
All right, at number three up from five is Lee Harvey Osmond and his latest called The Folk Sinner. You're going to hear Break Your Baby. And sitting still at number two, after a few weeks at number two, just below Crystal Castles, still at number two this week, not catching any breaks, but high placement nonetheless, and a pretty fantastic record from Julie Droiron called So Many Days, and you're going to hear a track called The Gambler.
Stay tuned, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number three.
Does anybody know where the pain goes? All the pain. All my enemies are digging in, and I've lost sight. I want to tell you, but I'm keeping it cool. Oh, I'm wasting all my days. And ooh, you little wild, you're my flame, and I'm your cherry. I need a Christ to change. Won't you break your body down? Won't you break your body down for me? I need a Christ to change.
Won't you break your body down? Won't you break your body down?
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 2.
Well, I loved you and I still love you, but you make me feel so bad. And all the times we had, well, I just can't think about it. You told me you loved me, oh, so many times. And you told me you hated me too many times. Well, I just don't think I'm so bad. Maybe the gambler, no, he don't need no one. And maybe the fighter, no, he don't. No, he don't need no one. But then again, maybe he does. Deny. You put it in front of us and sparks will surely fly. But it's too bad it's ending this way. And all the nights that started out so
thank you.
And all the nights that started out so well. Well, they didn't end up so well. But then again, maybe he does.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was The Gambler from Julie Duran, sitting still at number two, her album So Many Days. And before that, at number three, up from five, is Lee Harvey Osman. And you heard a track called Break Your Baby from the album The Folk Sinner.
And just like that, we are at our number one position. And for the second week in a row, our number one hitting the top. And
No, you're wrong.
Oh, am I?
It's the first week.
Oh, I thought... Oh, right. I've got ahead of myself. I'm predicting that's what I'll say next
week. Is that what you're thinking?
That's what I'll say next week.
A new number one this week is what you meant to say.
That is what I meant to say.
Second week on the charts, and they're at number one, up from number eight.
That's quite a big jump, too.
It is, for sure, yeah.
It's exciting. So,
and unseating a longstanding and fantastic album from Crystal Castles.
So I'm gonna let you talk about it, because obviously I don't know what I'm doing. This always happens at the end of the show, though. So this is I'm walking out the door, because I've gone crazy enough.
All right, so all I have left to tell you is that you're gonna hear a track called "Stupid Things" from Yola Tango off of their brand new album Fade, and that is at number one this week.
Thanks for tuning in. Remember, you can find the show online. We will post the link, facebook.com/earshot20. Stay tuned. After this, lots of great campus and community radio programming is on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number one.
I'm
Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.